We started looking around at sort of swords to plowshares, if you like, and they thought, well, helicopters sound a good thing. They don't go killing people. In order to do this, Westland decided to take on the Sikorsky license, and they negotiated a very good one with Sikorsky to produce the Dragonfly, and they turned it into quite a good aircraft. And over the years, up until 1960, they extended that to various other aircraft. And as I say, they went on, and by 1960, they'd produced about 600 aircraft and sold them. Now, this is where the rest of the industry comes in, because there were four helicopter companies and a number of aircraft companies. And what the government had said was, look, this is getting ridiculous. There are 20 aircraft companies, handful of orders, and we're going to give the orders to the companies that comply with our wishes and become a bigger independent unit, and it's their aircraft that will get someplace. So everybody slowed down a bit on what they were doing, and by the time the dust had settled, there was British Aircraft Corporation and Hawker Siddeley Group, and those two embraced all the companies that had existed before. And Westland started to acquire the other people. They bought out Saunders Roe first, who had in turn bought out Sierva, and they were producing Skeeters for the Army primarily and working on the Belvedere for the Royal Air Force. And that, most of that testing was done at Weston-super-Mare. Westland were doing all their work with Sikorsky, and they were producing aircraft and selling them. And they produced, as I say, about 600. There were three other companies, Bristol, Ferry Aviation, and Saunders Roe. Saunders Roe was doing the Skeeter for the Army, and that was about it. Bristol were producing the Sycamore and the Belvedere, a twin rotor aircraft, rather like the Chinook. And that was the product of Raoul Hafner, one of the pioneers. And Ferry were producing their own design in a big tip jet drive helicopter. I have an affection for that because it was the first helicopter I ever flew in. I, by then, was working for Ferry Aviation and flew with the Rotodyne, which gives me quite a unique sort of bit of experience now. Rotodyne was big, 40-seater, and by the way they designed it as a compound helicopter, it could let the rotor freewheel and was using less fuel or about the same fuel to go quite a lot faster and was incredibly safe. There's not much more to say about that. It was an exciting project, but both Bristol and Ferry, and to some extent Saunders Roe, had all gone the other way to Westland. They were producing aircraft on a cost-plus basis, which was costing and spending money. Westland, on the other hand, were producing an aircraft which they were selling in large quantities. They were cash-rich, and so, of course, they bought us all out.